going to put it on e-commerce.
You're about to hear about it.
Oh, well, that was a planned segue.
Thank you. So we received a little over $500,000 from Candida to do a year's worth of work, and we have been just running our little tuchuses off trying to do this, and it's creating tools and conferences and a variety of things. January 13th through 15th, we're doing a faculty development, 3-day program on faculty development in environmental health in Baltimore. We're going to repeat it out at University of California in San Francisco in March. We're going to be sending you information on this now that you're signed up with us. But we are following the lead that Lowe helped to create of figuring out now, given where we are now, how we're going to continue to integrate environmental health into basic subspecialty nursing and continuing professional development, as well as how we're going to adapt our practices in light of what we are beginning to learn about the relationship between environment and health. Not just making our hospitals green, but also incorporating the questions into our history and physical and doing anticipatory guidance to pregnant women and families who are taking an elderly person home, and, you know, just everybody. And asking the nursing research world in particular to think about environmental health variables as they state their research question. Is there anything about their research that could also be related to environmental health? And then advocacy on both at an institutional but also statutory and then international level. So this grant is providing us an opportunity to create an invitational conference with leaders around the country that we're doing in December. Faculty workshop that I said, we're working with several nursing subspecialties, and we've been working with APHA's Public Health Nursing Section now for a few years. But we're moving on to the oncology nurses and the School Nurses Association and some of the other more clinically based subspecialty organizations in the same way. We're working with those nurses who are represented by unions, and there are about 10 different unions in the country that represent a significant number of nurses. We're also working with the National Center for Healthy Homes, and we're creating this thing called eConnons. So what is this thing called eConnons? When the web was created, a lot of people began to think that we're thinking of the philosophy of the web, that this was going to create this great democratic process, that this was going to create a collective brain. I don't know how many of you have computer in your kitchen, but my husband and I will sit there at dinner going, I wonder where that phrase came from. I mean, there's almost nothing that you can't find on the web. But the way that most of us have created our websites is they are our websites. They are our websites. We're going to put our information there, and it's going to show how great we are. And I want you all to know, I know you are all great. But it's time for us to figure out another way to use the web around these environmental health issues, so that a new nurse or nursing student doesn't have to go to all of your different websites. They get there eventually, but can come to one place that we have created together. That you tell me what's the best stuff that we need to link to on your website that has to do with environment and health. And come join us, help us build this e-commerce. It will not be owned by the University of Maryland. It will not be owned by any individual. It will be owned by us. And because just to navigate through the process, we will have a steering committee, a steering body that will be represented by representative groups of people and participating in that. So what we're planning on doing, and we're working with some contractors, we learned how to use the website by putting all our content there, and then scrolling dates for our conferences, and then having the left-hand column, in your case, left-hand column, that helps to do some navigation. We've all learned kind of how to do that. And these websites, your websites, are incredibly important. So I'm not diminishing their worth. But what we can do is begin to share our resources, because the web is all visible. It's 3 and 4 dimensional. And we're only usually using the 3 dimensions. The 2-dimension here that you see on the screen, and then the stuff that you put behind it. When you click here, you go back 3rd dimension. I want to add a 4th dimension. I want you to start linking to e-commerce. And I want e-commerce to be a place that sends traffic to you. So fourth dimension. And we're working with some really heavy hitter web people who are saying, you know, it hasn't really been used in this way. That a whole profession says this e-commerce is going to be the place for nurses who are interested in environmental health. This is going to be a place where we co-generate knowledge and that we'd use the social networking tool, but not just to tell each other, show each other's baby pictures or grandbaby pictures, et cetera, or whatever, but that we use it for, and we want to continue using it for that, so this is not limited that in any way. We want to use this as a powerful tool for our profession. And for those of people who also are interested in HIV/AIDS or other areas of public health, we want to use this model for that. But we're starting out with the model of the content being environmental health. And so what are some of the things that we're going to, and to communicate with each other? So what we're planning on doing is putting curriculum up. Not just
no, curriculum change, this is the second one.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go. We'll get to that. I didn't plan to there. So the curriculum, we've created a lot of curriculum. We have had the privilege of having environmental health as our day job. We're a night job, a weekend job, but we get paid to do environmental health. It is what we dug into and are doing. And I know most of you are not, even though some of you may be passionate about environmental health. So what we're doing is we're asking all of you who have created a really nice lecture on this or on that to help put this on here. And we'll have to help you figure out how to do that. But also your curriculum materials. Maybe you had a lecture, and with it had a set of readings, and with it you had an exercise you created. Well, we want to share that so that faculty who are insecure about environmental health, because it's not something that they went to graduate school on, and they just don't feel as expert, we're going to give you the experts to come into your classroom. And the virtual text, this came out of my own self-preservation. Jane Lipscomb and I wrote a book called Environmental Health and Nursing. I'm going to write another book. I'll write a chapter occasionally, but if anybody write chapters or books? Good, right? And that is not your day job. That's what I've been doing in the middle of the night. So what I want to do is I want you and the other experts that I know in the country and around the world to help co-write a textbook. Because I know like 12 miles wide but 1 inch deep. And I know some of my colleagues who know a mile deep in some particular subject. Those are the people that I want to write that chapter. And so what we're going to be doing is we are going to write a virtual and free textbook on this website. And you can assign chapters to your students, and it will also, just like the curriculum, it will derive from that. It'll have exercises, it'll have websites, including some of yours that they will go to. It'll for sure be sending them to the EPA's websites for certain things. And so those of us who are interested are going to be doing this. We're also going to be creating a virtual journal. For those of you who are, anybody here an academic? Okay, a few of you. You need to publish. And there are not a lot of places that are clearly stated as places for nurses to publish around environmental health. We're going to create that. And we'll do a peer review process. So you will get on your CV to be able to say, peer reviewed article. We'll use all the same processes. We'll also put calendars. And as you tell us the things that are going on in your health departments, in your environmentalist groups, and you know, from the federal agencies, regional EPA offices, etc., so that you'll be able to go into dates by date and by location to find out what's going on in your area so you can assign students to go to things or so that you can go to things. We'll also put all of these assessment tools and all of the three dimensions and four dimensions of the assessment tools on them and patient education materials. Mostly, we're not creating these. We will link to all of the great materials that are out there because there's piles of it. So it's not the recreation of the wheel. And we're going to be using social networking methodologies, technologies to make this a powerful place for us to all work and play. We are going to have in it microsites. So maybe you're trying to figure out how do you get some of the funding that you've got for preparedness and you work on some of the other issues that we talked about today, you would create a microsite. This is going to be a place where people from all over the country who are interested in that particular subject matter would go and talk to each other. It would be up to you as you created it as to whether it was an invitational site or all comers, as to when you were working on the stuff, you wanted it to be visible to the rest of the people that come in to e-commerce, or not until you actually created materials, or that people could come and view it, but they couldn't play around with the materials yet until you were ready. So I have lots of ways in which you can come to these sites that you create and create these sites to work on these things. And so we recently did a presentation to the National Planned Parenthood Federation of America. If I get all those words right, anyway. Because they and the Association for Reproductive Health Professionals are now engaging in environmental health. And so we're going to help create a microsite where we talk about fertility issues and anticipatory guidance, genetics, where we talk about how do you talk about people and promote breastfeeding, but then also talk about what's going on with breast milk and so forth. And so the e-commons, next year I'll have a lot different way of talking about it because it's going to be birth. But what I really want anybody here who is interested in participating, you'll be hearing more. I think everybody signed up for the listserv. I think we might have one person who came in after that. But we'll be not just telling you more, but we'll be inviting you to come and play and help us to create something that's robust and help us to connect to your website. And we had a contractor who was helping us with doing this, and we think it is going to really use the web in a way that it was, for some people, intentionally created in the beginning. And so I wanted you to know about that. And now we have a little time left for Q&A.
Are you able to stay for a few minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have run out of our official time. But are we willing to stay a few minutes if anybody has questions? I hope you enjoyed the session as much as I do. I'm going to ask you to think about tailoring your hospital about for our public health centers, ambulatory centers.
Absolutely. I've been working with the Planned Parenthood Federation of America and 180 Planned Parenthood clinics in the United States. And we're working with them to bring their clinics. And so the information that we're creating is not proprietary, ever, ever. So a clinic is sort of a clinic, it's a sort of a clinic. So there'll be some basic guidelines for that. Thank you all for coming. And why don't we let the people who need to go if they have lunch dates? And then anybody who wants to just stay for 2 minutes.
Oh, I'm from Iceland?
Wow.
Yes.
Well,
I don't think that's a travel.